Good evening.
Dobrý večer.
It's a blessing for me to be here with you once again.
Je pre mňa požehnaním, že som tu s vami znova.
And tonight we're going to be getting into a very serious subject.
A dnes sa budem venovať jednej veľmi závažnej téme.
And I know the subject has been introduced to you as we're going to be dealing with music and how it impacts our minds.
Bolo vám to predstavené tak, že sa budeme rozprávať o hudbe a ako vplyvňuje naše mysle.
But we're going to actually be going beyond the pale of music.
Ale my vlastne pôjdeme ešte za takú tú oponu hudby, ešte ďalej.
And tonight I'm really going to be dealing with the spiritualistic aspect.
Budeme sa zaoberať ako keby takým spirituálnym aspektom,
that is behind the music,
ktorý je za hudbou,
and the media,
a médiami,
that is being promoted by popular culture today.
Ktoré nám podáva populárna kultúra, môže to byť teda až špiritistický duch.
For those of you that weren't here yesterday evening,
Pre tých z vás, ktorí tu včera neboli,
I'm just going to tell you a little bit about myself before I pray and get into the subject matter.
Poviem vám trošku o sebe, a než začnem a pomodlím sa.
As you already heard, my name is Christopher, I'm from New York.
Ako ste už počuli, volám sa Christopher a som z New Yorku.
I was born in Brooklyn.
Narodil som sa v Brooklyne.
And I grew up in a very nice family. My father made a lot of money.
A narodil som sa vo veľmi dobrej rodine. Môj otec zarábal veľa peňazí. Mal som so sebou oboch rodičov, nerozviedli sa.
I have an older brother and sister.
Mal som staršiu sestru a brata.
And the Lord was really blessed my father in his business endeavors.
No a Boh veľmi požehnával môjho otca v jeho podnikaní.
But some tragedy hit my life at an early age.
Ale v skorom veku môj život zasiahla tragédia.
My mother was diagnosed with cancer when I was 12.
Keď som mal 12, mojej mame diagnostikovali rakovinu.
And it made an extreme impact on my life.
Čo malo obrovský vplyv na môj život.
The cancer really took over her body extremely fast.
Rakovina si veľmi rýchlo podmanila jej telo.
And I watched my mother deteriorate before my eyes.
A pred mojimi očami moja mama veľmi slabla.
And by the age of 15, my mother had passed and we laid her to rest.
No a keď som mal 15, tak moja mama zomrela.
And because I became a bit angry and I would say upset with God.
A keďže som bol veľmi nahnevaný a dajme tomu rozčulený na Boha.
I made a series of bad decisions in my life.
Tak som urobil niekoľko zlých rozhodnutí vo svojom živote.
From the point that I was 15,
a v tom čase, keď som mal 15,
leading into my late teens,
až do veku asi 19,
and at the age of 19, that's when I first got into the entertainment industry.
A keď som mal 19, tak som sa prvý raz dostal do kontaktu so zábavným priemyslom.
And at the age of 20,
a vo veku 20 rokov
was when I had my first movie released in the theaters that I was responsible for writing the story to.
Prvýkrát sa do kín dostal film, pre ktorý som napísal scenár.
And by 2021 I was a part of the Writers Guild of America.
A vo veku asi 20 až 21 rokov som sa stal členom komory scenáristov v Spojených štátoch.
I had all these opportunities that were put in front of me.
Predo mnou stálo veľmi veľa možností.
There were some other things that were going on in my life.
Ale diali sa u mňa aj iné veci.
That I would like to share with you later this evening.
A o tom budem hovoriť neskôr, dnes večer.
Directly related to the information that we're going to be looking at in our presentation.
A priamo sú spojené s vecami, o ktorých budeme hovoriť v tejto prezentácii.
Before I go any further this evening, I would like to invite you to have a word of prayer with me.
Než začnem rozprávať, bol by som rád, keby sme sa spolu pomodlili.
I'd like to invite the presence of God to be with us.
Aby sme pozvali Božiu prítomnosť medzi nás.
Let us pray.
Pomodlíme sa.
Our Father in heaven,
náš nebeský Otče,
I thank you, Lord, for being a faithful and kind God.
Ďakujem ti za to, že si verný a láskavý Boh.
And ask in the name of Jesus.
A pýtam si v mene Ježiš.
For thy name's sake.
Aby si uzdravil chorých.
That you would help us.
A aby si nám pomohol.
In a very special way.
veľmi zvláštnym spôsobom.
That your Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts.
Aby Duch Svätý hovoril k našim srdciam.
That the angels of heaven would come, angels of heaven would come close to us.
Aby sa k nám priblížili nebeskí anjeli.
And surround this place with your presence.
A obklopili a toto miesto sa obklopilo tvojou prítomnosťou.
Thank you for hearing this prayer.
Ďakujem ti, že nás vypočuješ.
For we ask it in Jesus' name.
Pýtame si to v mene Ježiš.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation chapter 16.
Biblia nám vraví v knihe Zjavenie kapitola 16.
And verse 13.
A vo verši 13.
I beheld three unclean spirits like frogs.
A videl som troch nečistých duchov ako žaby.
Coming out of the mouth of the dragon.
Ktoré vychádzali z papule draka.
And out of the mouth of the beast.
A z úst šelmy alebo z papule
šelmy. And out of the mouth of the false prophet.
A z úst falošného proroka.
For these are the spirits of devils working miracles.
A toto boli duchovia démonov, ktorí spôsobovali zázraky.
Which go forth unto the kings of the earth.
Ktoré predvádzali kráľom zeme.
And of the whole world.
A celý svet.
To gather them to
celému svetu,
to the battle,
aby ich zhromaždil,
of that great day of God Almighty.
Pre ten veľký deň všemohúceho Boha.
Time does not permit for me,
čas mi nedovoľuje,
to go into a detailed explanation,
aby som to detailne vysvetlil,
of all the prophetic symbolism that is found within these two scriptures.
Detailný tých symbolov, ktorí sú v týchto dvoch veršoch.
But even just simply reading these verses,
ale už len z toho čítania týchto veršov,
you can clearly see,
môžeme jasne vidieť,
that the power of the enemy,
že nepriateľová moc,
is going throughout this world,
vychádza z tohto sveta,
for the purpose of deceiving humanity,
alebo vychádza do sveta kvôli tomu, aby ľudstvo,
as these unclean spirits,
preto aby zanietil ľudstvo. A tieto nečistí duchovia,
as these unclean spirits,
títo nečistí duchovia,
are going throughout this world,
vychádzajú do sveta.
The Bible says that they move upon the minds of the kings of the earth.
Biblia hovorí, že sa že prichádzajú k mysliam vládcov zeme.
Individuals of great influence.
A teda k nejakým figurám veľkého vplyvu.
They're moving upon those that have the ability to impact many.
Takže vyberajú si takých jedincov, ktorí dokážu ovplyvniť masy.
And the objective,
a ich účelom je,
is that the influence of Satan,
je ovplyvniť tie masy.
Moving through the influence of influential men and women.
A chcú sa akoby prebíjať priamo cez vplyvných mužov a ženy.
Will draw many people,
ktorí priťahujú veľa ľudí,
to unite with the enemy,
aby sa spojili s nepriateľom,
to fight against God,
aby bojovali proti Bohu,
in the final battle of Armageddon,
v konečnej bitke Armagedon.
And as we see in the book of Timothy,
a ako vidíme v liste Timoteovi,
the devil has a very special agenda.
Diabol má naozaj špeciálny plán.
To attack.
Na útok.
Those who are believers.
Aby zaútočil na veriacich ľudí.
In 1 Timothy 4 and verse 1.
V 1. Timoteovi v prvom verši.
The Bible says.
Biblia hovorí.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly. The Spirit speaketh outspokenly.
Teraz Duch hovorí otvorene.
That in the last days,
v posledných dňoch,
some shall depart from the faith,
niektorí odpadnú od viery,
listening,
počúvajúc,
to seducing spirits,
nejakých zvádzajúcich duchov,
and the doctrine of devils, teachings of devils,
a učenie démonov.
The Bible says that in these last days,
Biblia hovorí, že v tých posledných dňoch,
people will be departing from the faith,
ľudia budú odchádzať od viery.
You have to first be in the faith,
ale najskôr musíte mať vieru,
to leave the faith,
aby ste od nej mohli odísť.
And the reason why people will be leaving the faith.
A dôvodom, prečo ľudia budú opúšťať svoju vieru,
is because they will be seduced.
Pretože budú zvedení.
By these teachings of devils.
Týmto démonským učením.
And friends, that's a very serious matter.
A priatelia, to je veľmi vážna vec.
Because our Bibles teach us.
Pretože naša Biblia nás učí.
That faith cometh by hearing.
Že viera je z počutia.
And hearing by the word of God.
A počutia Božieho slova.
That's in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17.
To je Rimanom 10. kapitola, verš 17.
So the fact that people will be departing from the faith.
Takže ten fakt, že ľudia budú opúšťať vieru.
Because of this strong influence of the teachings of devils.
Kvôli tomu silnému pôsobeniu démonských učení.
Lets us know that people will be giving up their belief in God's holy word.
Takže ľudia sa budú vzdávať svojej viery v Božie sväté slovo.
Because they will be falling to the lies of Satan.
Pretože budú veriť viac lžom, lži satanovým klamstvám.
And that's really not a new thing.
A to nie je nič nové.
Because that's exactly what happened in the Garden of Eden.
Pretože presne to isté sa stalo aj v rajskej záhrade.
In Genesis chapter 3.
V prvej Mojžišovej 3. kapitole.
We're all familiar.
Všetci vieme.
Of the account.
Čo sa tam stalo.
That is responsible.
Čo bola príčina?
For the entrance of sin.
Že hriech vstúpil.
Into this world in which we're presently living.
Do toho sveta, v ktorom momentálne žijeme.
The Bible told us in Genesis 3 and verse 1.
Biblia hovorí v prvej Mojžišovej 3, prvom verši.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made.
Had bol najmudrejší zo všetkých poľných zvierat, ktoré Boh stvoril.
And the serpent said unto the woman.
A had povedal žene.
Hath God said ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
Či Boh povedal, že nesmiete jesť zo žiadného stromu v záhrade?
Now friends, this is Satan talking.
A tu počujeme, ako hovorí Satan.
He's using the serpent as a medium.
A využíva hada ako svoje médium.
And he could have used any other creature in the Garden of Eden.
Mohol použiť akékoľvek iné stvorenie v rajskej záhrade.
He could have used the lion.
Mohol použiť leva.
He could have used the tiger.
Mohol použiť tigra.
But he chose the serpent.
Ale vyvolil si hada.
Because the Bible says that the serpent was the most subtle creature.
Pretože Biblia hovorí, že had bol ten najlstivejší, najmudrejší.
The devil knows.
Diabol vie.
That if he's going to overcome those that believe in the word of God.
Že ak má zviesť tých, čo veria Božiemu slovu.
He's going to have to come to them very subtly.
Musí sa správať naozaj lstivo.
Very underhandedly.
Veľmi nenápadne.
So intelligently.
A tak inteligentne.
That we will not want to believe.
Že nebudeme chcieť veriť.
That he's actually attacking us.
Že na nás vlastne útočí.
When he's full out trying to destroy us.
Keď sa nás vlastne snaží zničiť.
And his words to Eve.
A čo hovorí Eve?
Asking her.
Pýta sa jej.
If she was not able to eat from every tree of the garden.
Či nesmie jesť z nejakého stromu tej rajskej záhrady.
They were calculated.
Takže vypočítal si to.
Because he wanted Eve to be rethinking the words that God had commanded to her.
Pretože chcel, aby Eva spochybnila tie slova, ktoré jej povedal Boh.
And the woman said to the serpent.
A žena povedala hadovi.
We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden.
My zo stromov v záhrade jesť smieme.
But of the tree in the midst of the garden.
Ale zo stromu, ktorý je v strede záhrady, o tom Boh povedal.
We shall not eat of it.
Nesmiete z neho jesť.
Neither shall we touch it.
A nesmiete sa ho ani dotýkať.
Lest we die.
Inak zomriete.
It's a bad thing. We should never add to the word of God.
Je veľmi zlé, keď niečo pridávame do Božieho slova.
God never told them not to touch it.
Boh im nikdy nepovedal, aby sa ho nedotýkali.
But he certainly told them not to eat it.
Ale určite im povedal, že z neho nesmú jesť.
Now listen to the words of Satan.
A teraz počúvajte Satanove slova.
He said, ye shall not surely die.
A on povedal, vy určite nezomriete.
Ye shall not surely die.
Určite nezomriete.
Do you think that's the way that Satan said it?
Myslíte si, že takto sa tam povedal?
Absolutely not.
Určite nie.
I can imagine.
Predstavujem si.
He said it with the most sweet.
Povedal to tým najsladším,
musical voice,
najľubozvučnejším hlasom.
He shall not surely die.
Vy určite nezomriete.
For God doth know,
lebo Boh vie,
that in the day that you eat thereof,
akže ak by ste v ten deň, čo z neho budete jesť,
you will be as gods,
by ste boli ako bohovia.
Knowing good,
dobre viete,
and evil,
že budete poznať dobré a zlé.
Oh, he probably sounded so good.
Možno znel tak lahodne.
But what was he attacking with those sweet words?
Ale na čo vlastne zaútočil tými sladkými rečami?
He was attacking the word of God.
Zaútočil na Božie slova.
Because God said that they would surely die.
Lebo Boh povedal, vy určite zomriete.
He said, ye shall not surely die.
A on povedal, vy istotne nezomriete.
That's the doctrine of the devil, the teaching of the devil.
Toto sú doktríny a učenia diabla.
And he said, if you just listen to me,
povedal, ak mi len malé budete počúvať
and disobey God,
a nebudete počúvať Boha,
then your eyes will be open.
Tak sa vám otvoria oči.
He was insinuating to her.
On jej lichotil.
He was suggesting to her, yeah?
Áno, on jej tak nejako... Nie, on jej podsúval.
That as long as she was listening to God,
že pokiaľ bude počúvať Boha,
her eyes were closed.
Jej oči mu zostanú zavreté.
And as soon as she disobeyed God,
a ako náhle ho prestane počúvať,
and chose her own way for existence,
a vyvolí si vlastnú cestu, ako bude žiť,
that there would be some hidden wisdom,
tak príde nejaké úžasné poznanie,
that she would now access,
ku ktorému dostane prístup.
Oh, now her eyes would be opened.
A jej oči sa otvoria.
And she would be like God.
A bude ako bohyňa.
And because Eve,
a pretože Eva,
listened to,
počúvla,
the subtle,
ten jemný,
subliminal,
nenápadný, podmanivý.
Did you hear the word that I used?
Počuli ste to slovo?
Subliminal.
Podmanivý.
Deceptions of Satan.
Podmanivé klamstva Satana.
The Bible says something that I believe is extremely powerful.
Biblia hovorí niečo, čo považujem za veľmi mocné.
It says when the woman saw that the tree was good for food.
Keď žena uvidela, že strom bol dobrý na jedenie.
And that it was pleasant to the eyes.
A že lahodil jej oku.
And a tree to be desired to make one wise.
A bol ako a bol lákavý na to, aby mala to poznanie.
Where did she get that idea from?
Odkiaľ ten nápad mala?
Where did she get the idea from that the tree could make her wise?
Odkiaľ mala to, že ten strom ju urobí múdrou?
And why did she now see?
A prečo teraz videla?
The tree as good for food.
Že ten strom je zrazu dobrý na jedenie.
It's because she listened.
Pretože počúvala
the subtle,
ten
subliminal,
podmanivý, nenápadný
of Satan,
tie podmanivé klamstva Satana,
doctrine of devils,
doktríny diabla.
Friends,
priatelia,
she only communicated with Satan for a few minutes,
ona sa rozprávala so Satanom len pár minút,
and the tree that she previously looked upon,
a ten strom, na ktorý sa predtým len pozerala,
as something that would kill her if she ate from it,
ako na niečo, čo by ju zabilo, ak by z neho jedla,
because she listened to Satan's suggestions,
pretože počúvala Satanove návrhy,
her perception of reality was perverted,
jej vnímanie reality sa pokrivil,
and now she saw the tree that would kill her,
a teraz vnímala strom, ktorý ju zabije,
as not only good for food,
nie len ako taký, z ktorého je dobré jesť,
but it would make her so wise,
ale ako taký, ktorý urobí takou múdrou,
that she would be like God,
že bude ako Boh.
Friends,
priatelia,
that's how the doctrine of devils work.
Toto je to, ako fungujú doktríny diabla.
Many of our young people,
mnoho z našich mladých ľudí,
many of us here even this evening,
dokonca mnohí z nás tu dnes večer,
we may have at one point in time,
sme možno niekedy,
or we may even currently,
alebo možno práve teraz,
be seduced by these very same deceptions.
Sme zvádzaní úplne rovnakými klamstvami.
In a host of different ways.
Ktoré sa nám ukazujú rôznym spôsobom.
But just like in the Garden of Eden.
Ale tak ako v rajskej záhrade.
As Satan used the serpent.
Tak ako diabol použil hada.
Which by the way was an extremely beautiful creature.
Ktorý bol mimochodom neskutočne krásny tvor.
The devil is using very attractive mediums.
Diabol používa veľmi príťažlivé médiá.
That look good.
Ktoré vyzerajú dobre.
And sound good.
A lahodia uchu.
As the vehicles.
Ako nejaké ako prístroje.
To promote his deceptions to us.
Ako nástroje, ktorým cez ktoré nám propaguje svoje klamstva.
And because these things are so attractive to us.
A keďže sú tie veci pre nás také príťažlivé.
Because they sound so good to us.
Pretože nám zniejú tak skvelo.
We do not realize.
Tak si neuvedomujeme.
That subtly.
Tú podprahovosť.
The devil is seeking.
To, čo, o čo vlastne diablovi ide.
To inject us with his poisonous teachings of error.
Aby nás akoby infikoval s tými jedovatými doktrínami.
If you can put my presentation on the screen.
Keď môžete zapnúť prezentáciu tu na plátno.
I'd like to begin to share with you this evening.
Dnes večer by som vám chcel ukázať.
You're going to need to turn the lights down. It's okay. You can turn those lights back down again.
Mohli by ste prosím zhasnúť tie svetla?
So that everybody can see clearly, if that's
all
right.
Aby všetci mohli dobre vidieť na plátno.
I want to share with you some things this evening.
Dnes večer vám chcem niečo povedať.
That I hope will make my point clearer.
Tak, aby ste mi rozumeli.
It's good.
Dobre.
This woman, her name is Alice Bailey.
Táto žena sa volá Alice A. Baileyová.
Alice Bailey was the founder of an organization known as Lucius Trust.
Alice Baileyová bola zakladateľkou organizácie Lucius Trust.
It was formerly known as Lucifer's Publications.
Ktorá sa predtým nazývala Luciferovo vydavateľstvo.
She was known as a prophetess of the New Age movement.
Bola známa ako prorokyňa hnutia New Age.
She wrote many volumes of books.
Prečítala mnohé knihy.
On her spiritualistic belief system.
Alebo napísala mnoho kníh o svojich spiritistických skúsenostiach.
She talks about some of her beliefs in a book called The Externalization of the Hierarchy. You can just read it.
Ona v podstate hovorí o svojich skúsenostiach aj v knihe taká externalizácia hierarchie.
Now some of the things she says are kind of hard to understand.
Niektoré z vecí, ktoré píše, sú ťažko pochopiteľné.
But I will interpret them for you.
Ale ja sa vám ich pokúsim zjednodušiť.
Now the headquarters for Lucius Trust is found within the United Nations.
No. Podľa Krisa je teda základňa Lucius Trust tam, kde je základňa Organizácie spojených národov.
Now she had some interesting thoughts to share on an organization some of you may know of.
Má celkom zaujímavé poznámky k organizáciám, o ktorých možno niečo viete.
Called the Freemasons.
Napríklad Slobodomurári.
She said the Masonic movement will meet the need of those who can and should wield power.
Vraví, že slobodomurárske hnutie bude pomáhať tým, ktorí by mali a ktorí môžu a mali by mať v rukách moc.
It is the custodian of the law, it is the home of the mysteries and seat of initiation. Try your best right there, it's custodian. Caretaker.
Áno, takže v podstate je to taký... Je to taký zástupca práva, alebo je to domov záhad a trón iniciácie.
We move quickly and then I'll just explain it.
Pôjdeme rýchlo cestu a potom to vysvetlím.
In its symbolism,
v jeho symbolike,
the ritual of deity,
rituál božstva,
and the way of salvation,
a cesta spásy,
is pictorially preserved.
Je obrazovo zachovaná
in its work.
Vo svojom v tom v jeho diele.
The methods of deity are demonstrated in its temples.
Metódy božstva sú ukazované v jeho chrámoch.
And under the all-seeing eye, the work can go forward.
A pod vševidúcim okom práca môže pokračovať.
It is a far more occult organization than can be realized.
Je to oveľa okultnejšia organizácia, než sa zdá.
And is intended to be the training school for the coming advanced occultists.
A jej účel je byť školou, kde sa trénujú budúci okultisti.
What she simply said,
a v jednoduchosti povedané,
is that the Freemasons are the keepers of their spiritual belief system.
Takže v podstate slobodomurári sú tí, ktorí zachovávajú ich špiritistický vieroučný systém.
And the various different symbols
a rôznorodé symboly
that are used within the system of Freemasonry,
ktoré sa používajú v tom systéme slobodomurárstva,
they're all symbolic.
Sú všetky symbolické.
As to how
a ako to
one can experience
čo môžete zažiť
becoming a deity or becoming like God.
V podstate reprezentujú, ako sa môžete stať božstvom, byť ako Boh.
I need to stop right here so that I can make some clear connections.
Tu potrebujem zastaviť, aby som vám mohol ukázať na dôležité spojenia.
Satan always counterfeits what God does.
Satan vždy robí niečo napriek alebo v protiváhe tomu, čo robí Boh.
That's why in Isaiah chapter 14 he said,
preto v Izajášovi 14. kapitole hovorí,
I will be like the Most High.
Ja budem ako ten najvyšší.
Satan is always seeking to counterfeit Christ.
Satan sa stále snaží nejako poraziť alebo vyvážiť Krista.
So, we know in the Bible,
tak vieme z Biblie,
God uses a lot of symbolism.
Boh používa veľa symbolizmu.
For instance, he uses the lamb to represent Jesus.
Napríklad používa baránka ako symbol Ježiša Krista.
The son of righteousness is Jesus Christ.
A synom spravodlivosti je tiež Ježiš Kristus.
The lion of the tribe of the king of Judah.
Je zároveň aj levom z kmeňa Júdu.
He'll use the wheat to represent his children.
Používa pšenicu ako jeho deti, ako tú žatvu jeho deti.
The Bible, the goat is used to represent rebels.
V Biblii kozlovia reprezentujú rebelov.
In Daniel and Revelation we have a host of symbolism.
A v Danielovi alebo v Zjavení máme celú škálu symbolov.
That teach us
tie nás učia
about the plan of salvation.
O pláne spasenia.
And the final events in this earth.
A posledných udalostiach tejto zeme.
The devil uses symbolism.
Aj diabol používa symboliku.
To teach his doctrines.
Aby vyučoval jeho učenie.
This man, his name is Benjamin Krem.
Tento muž sa Benjamin Krem.
He was known as the John the Baptist of the New Age movement.
Je niečo ako Ján Krstiteľ hnutia New Age.
Just going to read a little bit here. He said, through the Masonic tradition,
Prečítame si. Takže cez slobodomurársku tradíciu
will come the process of initiation.
A cez určité ezoterické skupiny príde proces iniciácie, zasvetenia.
I'll try to move a little quickly because I know everything has to go through translation.
Budem trochu rýchlejší.
In the coming age, millions of people will take the first and second initiation.
V budúcich rokoch milióny ľudí prejdú v prvou a druhou fázou zasvetenia.
Through these transformed and purified institutions. Don't forget that.
Cez tieto premenené a očistené inštitúcie.
I'm going to drop down.
Pôjdem nižšie.
In Freemasonry is embedded the core of the secret heart of the occult mysteries.
V slobodomurárstve je zakorenené jadro tajného srdca okultných záhad.
Wrapped up in number,
sú zaobalené v číslach, metaforách
and
a symboloch.
When these are purified,
keď sa tieto očistia,
these will be seen to be a true occult heritage.
Tak budú videné ako pravé okultné dedičstvo.
And it says millions.
A hovorí o miliónoch ľudí.
Will be initiated.
milióny ľudí bude zasvetený.
Now friends, I just need to make this clear. It's a lot of hard language.
Chcem vám toto vysvetliť, je tam veľa veľmi zvláštnych slov.
But what they're saying is in these days.
Čo to hovorí, tak v týchto časoch?
Their agenda
ich agendou bude
is to take the numbers that they like to use within their occult belief system.
Že tie čísla, ktoré radi používajú vo svojom okultnom systéme,
the metaphors,
metafory,
and the symbolism,
a symboly,
and they want to express them to the society, to the world.
A chcú ich nejako prezentovať v spoločnosti, svetu.
But they're going to do this by, as they said, purifying them.
Ale budú to robiť spôsobom, ktorý nazývajú očisťovanie.
And when this happens,
a keď sa to stane,
they say millions of us,
vravia milióny z nás,
will accept their way of thinking.
Príjmu ich spôsob myslenia.
And will be initiated.
A budú zasvetení.
Into their rites.
Do ich predstav.
And they do this through a work what they call externalization.
A robia to cez niečo, čo sa nazýva externalizácia.
Let me explain what it is.
Ja.
It's to take something, that's hard to be understood.
Zoberiete niečo, čo je ťažké na pochopenie.
Abstract.
Vyberiete to.
Break it down.
Rozložíte to.
Don't only make it simple.
Nie len na to, aby ste to urobili jednoduchým.
But make it desirable.
Ale ešte aj príťažlivý.
So that people will willingly accept it.
Takže ľudia to veľmi ľahko príjmu.
Here's a way that I try to express it.
Skúsim to vyjadriť tak.
When I was 2 years old, I hated peas. Peas.
Keď som mal 2 roky, neznášal som hrášok.
I didn't like peas. I hated peas.
Neznášal som hrášok, nemohol som
ho. Me and peas were enemies.
Ja a hrášok sme boli nepriatelia.
And one day I was sitting down at the table.
A raz som tak sedel za stolom.
I had eaten all of my food, but I left my peas there.
A zjedol som všetko jedlo, ale hrášok som nechal.
And my patient father was sitting there with me.
A môj trpezlivý otec tam sedel vedľa mňa.
Encouraging me to eat my peas.
A snažil sa ma povzbudiť, aby som jedol ten hrášok.
You know, telling me how they'd make me healthy.
Povedal mi, aký zdravý budem.
And help me grow tall.
A že vyrastiem na vysokého
that
muža.
That didn't work.
Nepomohlo.
But you know, he said to me the things that parents say to their children to eat their vegetables.
No, proste povedal všetko, čo rodičia vravia svojim deťom, aby zjedli zeleninu.
And finally, my father got an idea. He thought it was a great idea.
A nakoniec môj otec prišiel s nejakým úžasným nápadom.
He went into the freezer.
Prišiel k mraziaku.
He took out some vanilla ice cream.
Vybral nejakú zmrzlinu.
And he mixed the vanilla ice cream with my peas.
A vlastne zmiešal vanilkovú zmrzlinu s mojim hráškom.
I immediately fell in love with peas.
Okamžite som sa zamiloval do hrášku.
I loved vanilla ice cream.
Pretože milujem vanilkovú zmrzlinu.
So because he mixed the vanilla ice cream with the peas,
takže keď zmiešal vanilkovú zmrzlinu s hráškom,
I was ready to eat the peas now.
Bol som pripravený jesť hrášok.
You see, if you get the point that I'm trying to make this evening,
som si istý, že chápete, čo vám tým chcem povedať.
That's exactly what they're doing.
To je presne to, čo oni robia.
You see,
pre nám dnes.
A lot of the beliefs that they hold to.
Mnoho z tej vierovky, ktorej sa oni držia.
They're very sick, they're very twisted.
Je veľa z nej veľmi prevrátená a chorá.
And if they promoted them to us.
Ale keď ju chcú prezentovať nám,
just as they believe them,
tým istým spôsobom, ako jej oni veria,
the majority of us would be repulsed by them.
Keby to urobili rovnako tak, ako to oni naozaj veria, väčšina z nás by bola od toho veľmi odpudená. Bolo by nám, hnusilo by sa nám to.
So what they do,
takže urobia to,
is they take their messaging,
že vezmú tie svoje správy, tie kódy,
and they embed them.
A nejako ich zašifrujú.
In movies.
Do filmov.
Fashion.
Do módy.
Music.
Do hudby.
That is very attractive to us.
Ktorá je nám veľmi príťažlivá.
And we do not realize it.
A my si to neuvedomujeme.
But we begin to embrace the principles of their belief system.
Ale začíname si odsosovať princípy ich hodnôt.
Because it's like the mixing.
Lebo je to ako zmiešať
the peas and vanilla ice cream.
Vanilku s hráškom, vanilkovú zmrzlinu s hráškom.
And we want more of it.
A chceme stále viac.
Throughout Alice A. Bailey's life, she developed 10 stratagems.
Počas svojho života...
Whoa, what just happened? Okay, let's go back. You can turn the sound down for a second. Let me just go back. Here we go. That's good. She developed 10 strategies. Just say she did it.
Alice Baileyová si vytvorila 10 bodov stratégie.
I don't know why the presentation is messing up.
Neviete, čo sa deje s tou videom, s prezentáciou? Dá sa to pustiť celé?
But I can express it anyway.
No, môžem vám to popísať tak, či tak.
She developed 10 strategies.
Vytvorila 10 stratégií.
How a new order of things could be brought into our world.
Ako nový poriadok môže byť prinesený do nášho sveta.
And the principles of Satan can be intertwined within society.
A satanové hodnoty sa môžu zmiešať so spoločnosťou.
Principle one was to push God out of the schools.
Prvým princípom, prvou stratégiou bol vytlačiť Boha zo škôl.
Now I'm not sure how things are going here in Austria. Oh, excuse me, I'm in Slovakia. Slovakia.
Nie som si istý, ako to funguje u vás na Slovensku.
You have to forgive me. I've passed through 3 countries since I've been here, so I'm in Slovakia now.
A musíte mi odpustiť, prešiel som tromi krajinami, než som prišiel sem, tak sa to stalo.
But in the United States of America.
Ale v Spojených štátoch amerických.
They have certainly done a good work of pushing God out of our schools.
Sa im naozaj podarilo vytlačiť Boha z našich škôl.
Is that happening here in your country as well?
Deje sa to aj tu vo vašej krajine?
Okay. Strategy number 2 then.
Stratégia číslo 2. Prosím, skúste
break the traditional Judeo-Christian family concept. Break communication between parents and children. Whoa, that's loud.
Skúsme znižiť trochu zvuk na tom, ak to pôjde.
Break the traditional Judeo-Christian family concept.
Rozbiť klasický židovsko-kresťanský koncept rodiny.
So the traditional Christian family concept is a man and a woman constitute a married couple.
A ten tradičný kresťanský princíp je, že muž a žena tvoria manželský pár.
But in our current world,
ale v našom súčasnom svete,
the concept of biblical marriage,
ten princíp biblického manželstva,
is under attack everywhere I go.
Je pod útokom všade, kam prídem.
Now the whole world wants us to believe.
Teraz celý svet chce, aby sme verili,
that a union between two men,
že spojenie medzi dvoma mužmi,
or a union between two women,
alebo nejaký vzťah medzi dvoma ženami,
is just as real and admirable as a union between a man and a woman.
Je rovnako skutočný a rovnako krásny ako spojenie medzi mužom a ženou.
This is going on right now.
A to sa deje práve teraz.
Please turn the sound down. This is going to be loud. Please tell them to turn the sound down.
Ak to pustíte, tak skúste so zníženým zvukom, prosím.
Thank you.
Ďaka.
Number 2, remove restrictions on sex.
Číslo 3 je ako keby zmazať hociaké zábrany v sexe.
Saying that everybody should be free to have sex.
Takže všetci by sme mali byť slobodní a môžeme mať hocikedy sex.
In other words, promote promiscuity in society.
Takže v istom zmysle propagovať promiskuitu v spoločnosti.
And everywhere we go.
A všade, kam ideme.
Whether it is to the supermarket.
Či do supermarketu.
To the school.
Do školy.
To the shopping mall.
Do nákupného centra.
Driving down the street and you see advertisements.
A či pôjdete po ulici, všade uvidíte reklamy.
Or if you take your cell phone out of your pocket and go on social media.
Alebo si vezmite telefón a pozriete sa na sociálne médiá.
We see sexually charged advertisements everywhere.
Všade sú sexuálne nabité reklamy.
Everybody is telling us that we should freely engage in sex outside of marriage.
Každý nám vraví, že by sme sa mali slobodne oddávať mimo manželskému sexu.
That is the society that we live in today.
A to je spoločnosť, v akej dnes žijeme.
Oh, this is an interest. Sex is the greatest expression of man's enjoyment. Man must be free to express it in all forms.
Takže v podstate sex je jeden z najúžasnejších pôžitkov v živote muža a preto muž by mal mať k nemu neobmedzený prístup.
Unfortunately, the presentation's not working correctly.
Na nešťastie prezentácia úplne dobre nefunguje.
But I'll tell you what's on the rest of the slide.
Ale poviem vám, čo je na zvyšných snímkach.
It's saying that society now needs to be embracing homosexuality.
V podstate to vraví, že naša spoločnosť si musí dnes osvojiť homosexualitu.
And bestiality. Bestiality. People, men, humans having relations with animals.
Áno, a sexualitu, ktorá zahŕňa aj zvieratá.
And people being with multiple partners.
A ľudia, ktorí majú viacerých partnerov naraz.
These things are being promoted in our world today.
Dnes sa takéto veci v našom svete propagujú.
I even saw a news article not long ago.
A nebolo to tak dávno,
where a woman married her dog.
Čo sa stalo, že žena si vzala svojho psa.
Sad. It's sad.
To je smutné.
Let's keep going. Almost done.
Poďme ďalej, už sme skoro na konci.
People must be free to abort unwanted children.
Ľudia musia mať tú slobodu k potratom.
It goes on to say if a man can be promiscuous and not worried about having children,
takže muž by môže byť promiskuitý a nemusí sa báť, že by mal deti.
Then a woman should be able to go and have a good time and not worry about having children too.
A takisto aj žena by mala byť slobodná k tomu, aby si mohla užívať a nemusela sa báť, že bude mať dieťa.
Women should be able to freely have abortions.
Ženy by mali mať voľný prístup k potratom.
Now friends, I'm not here to get into a debate with you about abortion.
Viete, priatelia, ja tu nie som o tom, aby sme sa hádali ohľadom potratov.
The real principle that they're trying to promote here,
ale ten princíp, ktorý sa tu snažia propagovať,
is that women should be able to be just as sexually promiscuous.
Je to, že ženy by mali mať možnosť byť rovnako sexuálne promiskuitné,
as many men are,
ako sú mnohí muži,
and not have to worry,
a nemali by sa báť
about the repercussions,
nejaké obmedzenia
of having a baby,
ktoré by mohli spôsobiť tehotenstvo.
So the main principle here is,
takže hlavným princípom tu je,
promote women,
je, aby ženy
freely having sex.
Mohli mať slobodný prístup k sexu.
Is that happening in our world today?
Deje sa to v našom svete dnes?
Absolutely.
No, jasné.
Some of the most one of the most famous women in our world today.
Jedna z najslávnejších žien nášho sveta.
Kim Kardashian.
V dnešnej dobe je Kim Kardashianová.
Why is Kim Kardashian so famous?
Prečo je Kim Kardashianová taká populárna?
Did she fly a spaceship to the moon?
Je astronautkou, ktorá došla do vesmíru.
Did she solve E equals MC squared?
Vynašla, že E rovná sa MC na druhu.
Did she solve the problem of world hunger?
Vyriešila problém svetového hladu?
No, the main reason,
nie, hlavný dôvod,
why Kim Kardashian skyrocketed to global stardom,
prečo sa Kim Kardashianová vyšvihla na svetovú popularitu,
is because she was sexually promiscuous,
je preto, že bola sexuálne promiskuitná,
and she displays her body,
a odhaľuje svoje telo.
And many young girls now,
a mnoho mladých dievčat dnes,
have sought to pattern their lives,
sa rozhodlo, že budú opakovať vo svojich životoch
after this promiscuous woman,
to, čo robí táto promiskuitná žena.
And if you think I'm lying,
ak si myslíte, že klamem,
then why is it,
tak prečo,
when many young ladies would start taking selfies,
prečo sa mnoho mladých žien začalo robiť selfiečka,
they do,
ako duck face.
who popularized the duck face?
Kto spopularizoval duck face?
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashianova.
So you're trying to be like her.
A oni sa snažia byť ako je ona.
Every person develops soul bonds, so when a soul bond wears out, a person must be free to divorce.
Soul bonds,
just say people can be free to be divorced. That's it. Oh. That's all we're going to.
V podstate, že ľudia si musia nájsť svoje sprázdnené duše, ale ak sa to vytratí, tak môžu sa hocikedy rozviesť.
They believe that people should be able to get married and get divorced and get married and get divorced as much as they want to.
Proste veria, že ľudia by mali mať právo sa vydať, oženiť a potom rozviesť toľkokrát, koľko sa im zachce.
Well, weren't we warned in the Bible that in the last days?
A čo čítame v Biblii je to, že v poslednej dobe
in the book of Luke chapter 17
u Lukáša v 17. kapitole
that people would be marrying and giving in marriage.
Že ľudia sa budú ženiť a vydávať.
Point number 6 has been successful.
Tak, teraz bod 6.
Okay, here we go. What's going on?
Pôjde to?
Now it's frozen. Okay, here we go. Good. This is it. Diffuse religious radicalism. Christianity says Jesus is the only way. Diffuse this by silencing Christianity or promoting the creation of interfaith harmony.
V podstate je to také potláčanie pravého náboženstva. Kresťanstvo tvrdí, že Ježiš je jediná cesta k spáse a toto je dobre potlačiť tým, že budeme presadzovať náboženskú toleranciu.
So let me simplify this.
Takže zjednoduším
to. They're saying we need to make a war on Christianity.
A war?
A war on Christianity.
Takže mali by sme začať alebo vyhlásiť vojnu kresťanstvu.
We need number one to tell people that Christianity isn't the only way that you can be saved.
Musíme ľuďom tvrdiť, že kresťanstvo nie je jediná cesta, ako dosiahnuť spásu.
And another effective way.
A druhý efektívny spôsob.
To destroy true Christianity.
Aby sme zničili pravé kresťanstvo.
Is through interfaith harmony.
Aby je tým, že budem propagovať medzi ako keby takú harmóniu medzi rôznymi vierami.
Which is ecumenism.
Čo je v podstate ekuména.
Bringing all different churches together.
Nech všetky cirkvi sú spolu.
That's exactly what's happening today.
A to je to, čo sa aj dnes deje.
All right, let's finish.
Tak, skončíme.
Use media to influence mass opinion. Create mass opinion that is receptive to these values by using the television, the movies, the press, etc.
Ovplyvníme masy používaním mass media alebo rôznych typov médií, ako je televízia, internet, sociálne médiá a tak podobne.
So they intend to use media.
Takže chcú používať rôzne médiá.
As the medium.
Ako prostriedky.
To teach all of these lies to society.
Ako rozširovať všetky tieto klamstvá do spoločnosti.
Whether it's the music we're listening to, the popular secular music.
Či už je to tá populárna sekulárna hudba, ktorú počúvame.
The series on Netflix.
Seriály na Netflixe.
The movies.
Filmy.
You name it.
Môžeme menovať ďalej.
They're putting these teachings.
Vkladajú tieto učenia
into these forms of media.
Do týchto foriem mass médií.
To make you be receptive to this way of thinking.
Aby ste prijímali tieto spôsoby zmýšľania.
Why do you think generation Z?
Prečo si myslíte, že generácia Z
is willing to accept anything?
Je ochotná prijať v podstate všetko.
Debase art in all its forms, corrupt music, painting, poetry and every expression of the heart. I'll stop right there.
Zasiahnite všetky druhy umenia, či už je to poézia, hudba, maľby, čokoľvek, musí to byť zasiahnuté týmto učením.
Now let me ask a question to everybody here.
Tak chcem sa vás všetkých opýtať.
And I'd like you to be very honest.
A chcem, aby ste boli veľmi úprimní.
For those of you that watch some things on television.
A pre tých z vás, ktorí sledujú niečo v televízii.
Or you look at some things on social media.
Alebo pozerajú na niečo v sociálnych médiách.
Or you listen to some popular music artists.
Alebo počúvate nejakých populárnych interpretov.
Like Katy Perry or what's her name again? That's what's her?
Which one?
The one that's going with the football player right now.
Shakira?
No, Shakira, that's fine, Shakira.
Katy Perry alebo Shakira.
Her name is skipping me.
It's okay. Neviem, ktorú ženu presne myslí.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Good. But let's be real honest now.
Ale buďme všetci čestní.
You guys have seen their music videos.
Videli ste ich hudobné klipy?
You see these programs.
Videli ste tieto programy?
Be 100% honest.
Buďte 100% úprimní.
Have you not been seeing recently?
Nevšimli ste si v poslednej dobe?
They're using all these types of satanic occult symbols.
Že používajú rôzne druhy takých satanistických
symbolov. In the music videos.
V ich videoklipoch.
In the video games.
Vo videohrách.
In these movies.
Vo filmoch.
Who in here has seen what I'm talking about?
Kto si všimol to, o čom rozprávam?
Yeah, I know.
Ja viem.
And then some of you know you need to raise your hand, but you don't want to be exposed. It's okay.
A keby ste netušili, že o čom budem hovoriť, tak by ste to ani neboli.
It's true.
Je to tak.
I'm going to move forward.
Pôjdem ďalej.
I want to show you how this new age agenda is working in our world today.
Ukážem vám, ako v dnešnom svete pracuje agenda New Age.
Just a last couple of slides and then I want to share with you something very important.
Ukážem len pár posledných snímok a potom vám ešte poviem niečo veľmi dôležité.
Talk about the power of music on the human mind.
Teraz budeme hovoriť o moci hudby nad našim myslením.
Music which does not depend on the brain and judgment for its penetration into the organism can produce impressions, feelings, excitement, appearances and certain sensations through the thalamus.
Hudba, ktorá nie je závislá na mozgu a na nejakom našom posudzovaní na to, aby sa dostala do organizmu, môže spôsobovať nejaké asociácie, pocity, vzrušenie, predstavy a určité pociťovania cez thalamus.
The transmitter of emotions, which is the thalamus, as soon as the stimulus reaches the thalamus, it automatically invades the brain.
Thalamus je v podstate taký prenášač emócií, takže ako náhle nejaký stimul sa dostane do thalamu, automaticky prenikne do mozgu.
This is a very powerful piece of information. Let me simplify it.
Toto je veľmi dôležitá informácia a zjednoduším ju.
Music is one of the most powerful forms of conveying information.
Hudba je jedným z najmocnejších nástrojov, ako prenášať informácie.
It's not coincidental.
A nie je to náhoda.
That God told the children of Israel.
Že Boh povedal deťom Izraela.
To put some of the teachings to music that he had given to them.
Aby niektoré z jeho učenia dali do hudobnej formy.
Because by doing so.
Pretože týmto spôsobom.
Those truths would be retained within their understanding.
Pretože takto sa toto učenie dostane do ich povedomia, pochopenia.
Music,
hudba,
unlike information that's on a printed page,
na rozdiel od informácií, ktoré nachádzame vytlačené v knihe,
or imagery,
alebo na rozdiel od obrázkov,
that is projected on a screen,
ktoré vidíme na nejakom plátne alebo obrazovke.
Music automatically bypasses the reason and the judgment and is automatically deposited within the brain.
Tak hudba na rozdiel od týchto vecí sa automaticky dostáva do mozgu, kde nás ovplyvňuje.
This is the reason why.
A je to z týchto dôvodov.
You can hear a song.
Môžete počuť hudbu, nejakú pesničku.
Many times.
Veľakrát.
Don't even pay much attention to it.
A v podstate jej ani nevenujete veľa pozornosti.
Without much effort.
A bez akéhokoľvek úsilia.
You can memorize the lyrics of that music.
Si viete zapamätať text tej piesne.
And here's something else that's interesting.
A ešte niečo zaujímavé tu mám.
Have you ever had a song that you knew the lyrics to perfectly?
Už niekedy ste mali takú pesničku, ktorej text ste poznali úplne dokonale.
And you were singing it?
A spievali ste si ju?
And then maybe a week,
a možno
or a month,
o týždeň alebo
or
o mesiac,
a year or two later,
alebo o rok, dva neskôr,
you were singing the song,
ste opäť spievali ten piesň,
and then you actually paid attention to the lyrics,
a zrazu ste si začali uvedomovať ten text,
I never knew the song was saying that.
A zrazu si poviete, a počkať, mne to vlastne nedošlo, čo sa tam hovorí.
Has that ever happened to anyone here? I see some smiles on some faces.
Už sa to niekomu z vás stalo?
Yeah. And then you thought to yourself, wow!
A zrazu nás napadne, páni.
I never knew the song was saying that.
Nikdy mi nedošlo, že o tomto sa tu spieva.
Maybe the idea that was conveyed by the song might have been a bit offensive to you.
A zrazu to, čo sa nachádza v tom texte, vás zarazí, alebo sa vám nepáči.
But because you enjoyed the music,
ale pretože sa vám páči tá hudba,
you never rationally thought through,
tak ste si nikdy racionálne neuvedomili,
exactly what messaging,
aké posolstvo
you were singing,
vlastne spievate.
It's the power of music.
A to je moc hudby.
If you want to learn scripture,
ak sa chcete naučiť písmo,
one of the most powerful ways is to use scripture songs.
Tak najlepším spôsobom je sa to učiť cez piesne.
You can teach a child, you can learn 50 scripture songs. You can learn 50 scriptures.
Deti môžete naučiť cez pesničku aj 50 veršov.
Using scripture songs.
Keď budú vo forme piesne.
In just a few months, even a year's time.
Za pár mesiacov alebo za rok.
Many of you here might take you 2-3 years to actually learn 50 scriptures if you didn't use scripture songs.
Bez teda takýchto piesní by vám to zabralo asi 2-3 roky.
The roots of the auditory nerves are far more extensively distributed and have more extensive connections than the nerves of the other sense organs.
Takže tie korienky zvukových nervov sú oveľa vo vyššej miere rozmiestnené a majú oveľa väčšie prepojenia než nervy ostatných zmyslových orgánov.
Because of this extensive coverage, there is hardly any function of the body that is not affected by the pulsation and combinations of musical tones.
Kvôli tomuto nadmernému množstvu je teda skoro takmer nie je nejaká funkcia v tele, ktorá nie je zasiahnutá nejakým pulzovaním alebo kombináciami hudobných tónov.
In simple language, the music doesn't just affect your mind, it affects your entire body.
Takže jednoducho povedané, hudba nezasahuje len vašu myseľ, ale aj vaše telo.
Is it any wonder why people begin to move very sensually?
Všimli ste si, že ľudia sa začínajú veľmi zmyselne pohybovať? Keď začne hrať určitá hudba,
begins to vibrate through their bodies.
Lebo začne tak vibrovať ich telom.
Music bypasses the centers of judgment and affects mainly the centers of emotional reaction.
Hudba prenikne cez centra nejakého uvažovania a zasahuje najmä centra emocionálnych reakcií.
Thanks to the irritation of the thalamus.
Vďaka podráždeniu talamu.
This is the piece of information that I was just sharing with you moments ago.
To je to, čo som vám vravel pred pár minútami.
Other scientists point out that the influence of music through the irritation of the auditory ear nerves.
Iní vedcovia poukazujú na to, že vplyv hudby vďaka podráždeniu zvukových alebo ušných nervov
primarily affects the autonomic nerve system.
Primárne zasahuje autonómny nervový systém, teda podvedomie.
In short,
we
need to be very careful about the music that we're listening to.
Musíme si dávať veľký pozor na hudbu, ktorú počúvame.
And just because
a len kvôli tomu,
the message in the music that you may be listening to is true,
že to posolstvo tej piesne, ktorú počúvate, je pravdivé,
does not mean that the music is good for you.
To neznamená, že tá hudba je pre vás dobrá.
Because there are principles in the Bible,
pretože v Biblii sú určité princípy,
that everything that we listen to and view,
že všetko, čo počúvame a na čo sa pozeráme,
they must conform to these principles.
Si nás musí podmaniť.
Whatsoever things are true.
Takže to, čo je pravda.
Whatsoever things are pure.
Tie veci, ktoré sú pravdivé, čisté.
Whatsoever things are lovely.
Tie, ktoré sú láskyhodné.
Whatsoever things are good.
Tie, ktoré sú dobré.
They have to be virtuous.
Mali by byť cnostné.
These are the things we should be thinking on.
To sú veci, na ktoré by sme mali myslieť.
Viewing.
Sledovanie.
Listening to.
Počúvanie.
Things that will develop us into men and women.
Tie veci, ktoré nás formujú na mužov a ženy.
That will reveal the character of the God that made us in his likeness and image.
Ktoré nás formujú, aby sme odrážali Boží charakter, Boží obraz v nás.
I need you to turn the sound up. I want you to hear something. It's very potent.
Potrebujem, aby ste tu zapli zvuk, lebo je veľmi dôležité, aby ste to počuli.
Hopefully this will play.
Dúfam. In 1999, two American drummers, Barrett Martin and Joe Cripps, met for the first time in Havana, Cuba. They were there to participate in some musical diplomacy, an exchange between the U.S. and Cuba. During their sessions with master Cuban percussionists, Martin and Cripps discovered they shared a deep interest in exotic African and Latin American rhythms. They decided to join forces and formed a new band called the Wayward Shamans. The group's first CD, titled Alchemy, features compositions based on traditional rhythms that the two recorded during field trips to Africa and Latin America. We asked Barrett and Cripps to bring the band here to NPR's performance studio to demonstrate how they create their music, layers of horns and guitars and percussion on top of ancient beats.
One of the guys that we studied with, a century of drum priest named One Kumbatoris, took Joe and I in and taught us several of the primary Santeria rhythms for the different Orishas or gods within the Santeria pantheon. And so this particular rhythm is for the Orisha Ogun, and we used it as a loop to create the foundation for the song Maria Santeria.
Why don't you just give us the rhythm? Okay. Just give us an example first, and maybe you want to describe a little bit more about it.
All right.
So Joe, what attracts you to this rhythm? I mean, what was it that made you say, we're going to use that in a song?
When we did this in Cuba and got with One, the guy that was teaching us this, there are three drummers there. We're all playing drums that have two different tones. The heads are different sizes on each drum, and then the drums are all different sizes. So we've adapted this down today to the kind of the essence of that rhythm. Once we got back to the States and I listened to the recordings we made and all, you know, just ideas start coming from it, you know, Barrett put together the music, you know, over the top of that rhythm.
Well, why don't we hear how you've adapted it? Let's hear the song Maria Santeria.
Fast forward through it.
Rád by som sa posunul.
I wanted to fast forward through it, but it's playing too long now.
Chcel som to zrýchliť, ale bolo to veľmi dlhé, nešlo mi to.
If you want the recording, I'll give you what they're going to ready to say.
Ak budete chcieť celú nahrávku, tak môžem vám to poslať.
After the music plays, they come back into the interview in the studio.
Potom, čo táto hudba dohrá, tak sa opäť vrátia do štúdia.
And these men,
a títo muži,
they first made it very clear that they had went to Africa.
Veľmi jasne vyjadrili, teda tí zakladatelia tej kapely Way Forward Shamans,
to learn from voodoo drummers,
že prišli do Afriky, aby sa naučili od bubeníkov voodoo
the different rhythms that they would use,
rozličné rytmy, ktoré by použili,
to call upon the spirits,
aby privolali duchov.
They adopted these rhythms into their music.
Tieto rytmy si adaptovali do svojej hudby.
And then in the middle of the interview they begin to laugh.
A ako keby v strede toho rozhovoru sa začnú smiať.
Because they joke about something that they find very interesting.
pretože im príde vtipné niečo, nad čím sa pozastavili.
And they say how the Christian church,
a vravia ako kresťanská cirkev,
used to be very much so against the use of drums.
Bola bývala veľmi proti používaniu bubnov.
But it was the work of the Catholic Church.
Ale cez dielo katolíckej cirkvi
to actually bring in the acceptance of drums.
Prenikli bubny aj do používania v bohoslužbách.
And anybody that would like to hear the full audio of this,
a hoci kto by chcel počuť celú tú
audionahrávku,
pošlite mi e-mail a ja vám tú prezentáciu pošlem.
Friends, there's a spirit.
Priatelia, je tu nejaký
behind
duch
the music,
za hudbou
and the majority of the media,
a za väčšinou médií,
that most of us are listening to,
ktorú väčšina z nás počúva
and watching,
a ktoré väčšina z nás sleduje.
And this evening,
a dnes večer,
I'm telling you these things,
vám hovorím tieto veci,
because of my personal involvement with it.
Kvôli môjmu osobnému zaangažovaniu v nich.
As I told you at the beginning of the presentation this evening, as I close.
A ako som vám povedal na začiatku tejto prezentácie, tak v závere,
I was a part of the entertainment industry.
Bol som súčasťou zábavného priemyslu.
I had my first movie going to the theaters when I was 20 years old.
Keď som mal 20, tak môj prvý film išiel do kín.
Let me tell you how that happened though.
A poviem vám, ako sa to stalo.
I went into the office of my managers one day.
Jedného dňa som vošiel do kancelárie môjho manažéra.
And they told me, Chris, how would you like to try your hand at writing a script?
A povedal mi, Chris, čo keby si tak skúsil napísať scenár?
I said, I'd love to.
Povedal som, rád by som to urobil.
I said to them, when do I have to have the script in?
A spýtal som sa, koľko mám na to času?
They said, bring it in tomorrow night by 8 o'clock.
Prinies to zajtra o 8 večer.
I said, that's crazy, I can't do that.
Pravím, to je šialené, to nezvládnem.
And they say, Chris, I know, but listen.
Pravili, Chris, ja viem, ale počúvaj.
We just signed a deal to produce this project.
Práve sme podpísali zmluvu na tento projekt.
And if you're the first person that submits something for it,
a ak budeš tou prvou osobou, čo ten scenár donesie,
there's a good opportunity that you'll be the one that gets the project.
Je veľká šanca, že budeš práve ten, ktorého vyberú na tento
projekt. Said, go home, just see what you can do, bring it back tomorrow night by 8 o'clock.
Takže chod domov, urob čo môžeš a prinies to zajtra o 8 večer.
I left the office immediately.
Okamžite som vybehol z kancelárie.
Went to the supermarket.
Šiel do supermarketu.
Purchased myself a can of coffee.
Kúpil som si takú plechovku kávy.
Went back home.
Prišiel domov.
Sat down at my writer's desk.
Sadol za písací stôl.
And I started writing.
A začal písať.
About an hour and a half in.
Asi o 1,5 hodinu.
I started to get tired.
Som sa začal unavovať.
I opened that can of coffee.
Zobral som kávu.
And I took about 3 to 4 handfuls of coffee.
Zobral som si 3 alebo 4 hrste kávy, asi to bol možno na nejaký cukrík.
And I ate that cafe.
A takto som to zjedol.
And I know it's disgusting, but yes, I did it.
Áno, je to nechutné, ale naozaj som to urobil.
And
možno to boli priamo zrná kávy.
And when the caffeine kicked in.
A keď sa ten kofeín dostal do môjho systému.
You know, my eyes, you can only imagine my eyes were wide open like fish bowls.
Môžete si predstaviť, že som mal oči otvorené ako ryba.
And I just kept writing.
A stále som len písal.
The next day before 8 o'clock.
Ďalší deň pred 8 večer.
Went into my manager's office.
Prišiel som do kancelárie manažéra.
Dropped on his desk a 200 plus page script.
Hodil som mu na stôl vyše 200 stranový scenár.
He picked it up.
Zobral ho.
I said, Chris, what's this?
A pýtal sa, Christo, čo je čo?
I said, it's the script you asked me for.
No to je scenár, ktorý si odo mňa chcel. Čože?
He said, is it any good?
Je to dobré?
I said, I have no idea.
Pravím, nemám potuchy.
I didn't remember half of anything that I wrote.
Už si nepamätám ani na polovicu z toho, čo som napísal.
A week and a half or 2 weeks later, somewhere in that time.
Asi o 2 týždne neskôr.
Called me up.
Mi zavolali.
Said, Chris, the script is good.
a povedali: "Chris, ten scenár je dobrý."
And that ended up being the very first story that I had released in the movie theaters.
A to bol úplne prvý príbeh, ktorý dokonca išiel do kín.
But as I told you as I started this evening,
ale ako som vám povedal na začiatku tohto večera,
some other things about myself that I have not really shared with you, but I'm going to share with you at this time.
Sú veci, ktoré som vám o sebe ešte nepovedal, ale poviem vám teraz.
I was smoking a lot of weed at that time in my life.
V tom čase som fajčil veľa marihuany.
You know, to me, to breathe was to smoke.
Pre mňa dýchať znamenalo fajčiť.
Smoke weed when I inhale.
Hneď som fajčil marihuanu.
And I was in a relationship with a young lady.
A chodil som s jedným dievčaťom.
Of Haitian descent, from Haiti, eh?
A ona bola z Haiti.
And if you're familiar with Haiti,
a pokiaľ poznáte Haiti,
and their culture,
a ich kultúru,
voodoo is an intrinsic aspect of their lifestyle.
Tak voodoo je takým veľmi základným princípom v ich životoch.
And her father was very much so engaged in the practice of voodoo.
A jej otec sa veľmi silne zaoberal praktikovaním voodoo.
In the home he had a lot of different voodoo implements.
V dome mal rôzne voodoo symboly.
He used to call on the spirits.
Zvykol vyvolávať duchov.
It wasn't out of the normal.
Nebolo to mimo niečoho normálneho alebo bežného.
For me to come over to their house during the day.
Alebo bolo pre mňa bežné, že som prišiel cez deň do domu.
To see one of her younger brothers crying with their mother.
A videl som, ako jeden z jej mladších bratov plače spolu s ich mamou.
Because they had been scared.
Pretože sa báli.
Because during the night.
Lebo v noci.
They had been troubled by some spirit.
Ich obťažoval nejaký duch.
I spent a lot of time in that home.
A v tom dome som strávil veľa času.
Smoking weed.
Fajčil marihuanu.
Working on music.
Pracoval na hudbe.
And I developed many of my scripts there.
A vytvoril som veľa zo svojich scenárov práve tam.
And the spiritual influence that was in that home.
A ten duchovný vplyv, čo sa nachádzal v tom dome,
mingled with my marijuana addiction.
Sa spojil s mojou závislosťou od marihuany.
Opened me up.
A otvoril mi
to coming under the influence of spirits as well.
Alebo otváral ma k tomu, aby ma mohli ovplyvniť nejaké špiritistické veci.
Friends, I'll never forget there was a day I was at home.
Priateľa, nikdy nezabudnem na jeden deň, keď som bol v tom dome.
And I looked at myself in the mirror.
A pozrel sa do zrkadla.
And as I looked in my eyes,
a keď som si pozrel do očí,
I clearly saw the presence of a spirit that was there with me.
Som jasne videl, že je tam prítomný nejaký duch
but
pri mne.
But the spirit was not me, obviously.
Samozrejme, ten duch to som nebol ja.
And when I saw this, I smiled.
Ale keď som to videl, tak som sa usmial.
And the reason I smiled,
a dôvod, prečo som sa usmial,
was because I just knew.
Bolo, lebo som vlastne vedel.
This spirit,
tento duch,
it was helping me,
ten mi pomáha,
to be successful,
aby som bol úspešný,
and coming up with all of these ideas so quickly,
aby som tak rýchlo písal tieto rôzne nápady a scenáre.
To work on the music and work on the movie projects.
A neustále pracoval na filmoch a na hudbe.
Brothers and sisters.
Bratia a sestry.
There is a spirit behind.
Je nejaký duch, ktorý stojí za
the secular music and movie industry.
Priemyslom sekulárnej hudby a filmov.
And unfortunately,
a na nešťastie,
because many of us, unfortunately,
keďže žiaľ mnohí z nás,
have allowed the enemy to deceive us,
dovoľujeme, aby nás nepriateľ zvádzal,
this spirit,
tento duch,
has even been able to find its way,
dokonca si našiel cestu,
into Christianity,
do kresťanstva.
I'm not here to tell you this evening.
Tento večer vám nechcem povedať.
About which program you shouldn't watch.
Ktoré programy nesmiete sledovať.
Or which artists you shouldn't listen to.
A ktorých interpretov nemáte počúvať.
I'm not here to tell you those things.
Toto vám nechcem hovoriť.
I'm here to tell you this evening.
Dnes večer vám chcem povedať.
Let the word of God.
Že Božie slovo.
Be the guiding light.
je vedúce svetlo
for all you listen to,
pre všetko, čo počúvate,
for all you view,
pre všetko, čo pozeráte,
and for everything that you do.
A pre všetko, čo robíte.
And if you allow God's word to be your filter,
a ak dovolíte Bohu, aby bol vašim filtrom,
you will with wisdom,
budete v múdrosti,
choose the right programs,
budete si múdro vyberať program,
and listen to the right music,
a počúvať správnu hudbu,
because God has promised,
lebo Boh zasľúbil,
that the Spirit of truth will lead us into all truth,
že duch pravdy nás povedie do každej pravdy.
I appeal to you tonight.
A apelujem dnes na vás.
Let go of this world.
Opustite tento svet.
It has nothing to offer.
Nemá vám čo ponúknuť.
I've had the opportunity to make millions when I was just a young man, barely in my 20s.
Nemal som ani 20, keď som mal príležitosť si zarobiť milióny.
But nothing,
ale nič,
has ever brought greater joy to my soul,
mi neprinieslo takú radosť,
than a relationship with Jesus,
ako vzťah s Ježišom Kristom.
And I'm going to extend the opportunity to you this evening,
a dnes večer chcem vám ukázať aj túto možnosť,
to embrace Jesus as your Lord and Savior too.
Príjmite Ježiša ako vášho ochrancu a spasiteľa.
If tonight you'd like to say,
dnes vás pozývam,
I want the Lord to live in my life.
Aby ste povedali, chcem, aby Boh viedol môj život.
I don't want to be the toy of Satan.
Nechcem byť hračkou hriechu.
I want my mind to be pure and clean.
Chcem, aby moja myseľ bola čistá a nepoškvrnená.
I want to be filled with the presence of Christ.
Chcem byť naplnený duchom Kristovým.
If it's your heart's desire to make that decision,
a ak cítite v srdci, že by ste mali urobiť toto rozhodnutie,
and tonight you are willing,
a dnes večer chcete,
to say,
povedať,
I'm not going to keep watching these movies,
už viac nebudem sledovať tieto filmy,
and listening to the music,
a počúvať túto hudbu,
that Satan is trying to use,
ktorú sa Satan snaží využiť,
to break my connection with Jesus.
Aby zničil moje spojenie s Ježišom.
If you want to make that decision tonight,
ak dnes večer sa chcete takto rozhodnúť,
would you raise your hand?
Môžete zdvihnúť ruku.
Let's pray.
Poďme sa modliť.
Father in heaven,
nebeský Otče,
I thank you so much,
veľmi ti ďakujem,
that you've given us wisdom in your word,
že nám dávaš múdrosť vo svojom
and I
slove,
ask in the name of Jesus,
a v mene Ježišťa prosím,
that you would give us the strength,
daj nám silu,
to live lives,
aby sme žili životy,
that are free from the enemy's deceptions,
ktoré sú zbavené klamstiev nepriateľa.
Help us to make wise decisions.
Pomôž nám robiť múdre rozhodnutia.
In Jesus' name we pray.
To sa modlíme v mene Ježiš.
Amen.
Amen.
Všetci potrebujeme to nasmerovanie na ten zdroj, kam sa chceme všetci pozerať, na Pána Boha, ktorý to drží pevne v rukách a ktorý aj dnešný večer k nám určite prehovára, ale sme mu za to vďační. Nechceme ešte takto veľmi rýchlo ukončiť, pretože máme informáciu o tom, že bude priestor aj položiť Chrisovi nejaké otázky. Takže Chris, ešte poprosím, aby tu chvíľku s nami zostala. Vy si môžete premyslieť, ak chcete trošku podiskutovať o tom, čo sa znelo dnes, ale aj včera na tomto mieste.
I would like to a ešte predtým
chcem. Sure.
Where was the moment when you realized that what you were doing is not right? And when did you get the power to end it for the decision to follow Jesus?
Yeah, thank you for that question.
Ďakujem za túto otázku.
As I've been going around sharing some of my life story,
keď som takto chodil dookola a zdieľal svoj životný príbeh,
I share with how there was one faithful day.
Hovorím o jednom osudovom dni.
I was in Harlem, New York.
Bol som v Harleme, v New Yorku.
And at that point in my time, in my life,
a v tom bode v mojom živote,
I had really come to a realization that there was something missing.
som si uvedomil, že mi niečo v živote chýba.
But I didn't know what it was.
Ale netušil som, čo je to.
And I was sitting in a park.
Sedel som v parku.
I was getting ready to smoke actually.
Vlastne som sa chystal zapáliť si.
And the spirit of the Lord began to speak with me.
A Duch Boží ku mne začal prehovárať.
He told me, Chris, you need to stop selling drugs.
Povedal mi, Chris, musíš skoncovať s predávaním drog.
I said, I need to stop selling drugs.
A ja som zopakoval, musím prestať predávať
Chris,
drogy.
You need to stop smoking.
Chris, musíš prestať fajčiť.
I said, I'm done smoking.
Povedal som, skoncujem s fajčením.
Chris, you need to stop doing the movies.
Chris, musíš prestať vyrábať filmy.
I said, I'm not gonna do the movies anymore.
A povedal som, už viac nebudem robiť žiadne filmy.
Chris, you need to stop the rap music.
Chris, mal by si prestať s rapovaním.
I said, I'm gonna stop doing rap music.
A povedal som, prestanem robiť rapovú hudbu.
Chris, you need to go to school and become a pastor. You become a pastor.
Povedal, Chris, mal by si ísť do školy a stať sa pastorom.
And I said, I'm gonna go to school and become a pastor.
A ja som povedal, pôjdem do školy a bude zo mňa pastor.
And I never had any of those thoughts in my head before.
A nikdy tieto myšlienky do mojej hlavy nestúpili.
I always call that my Damascus Road experience.
Nazývam to svojou skúsenosťou cesty do Damašku.
But I really just had this strong conviction in my heart.
Ale zrazu som mal také jasné presvedčenie vo svojom srdci,
that if I listen to the instruction of the voice,
že ak budem počúvať inštrukcie toho hlasu,
I was going to find what it was that I was looking for.
Nájdem to, čo mi chýbalo.
And the peace of God came into my heart.
A Boží pokoj vstúpil do môjho srdca.
And I went home that day and I told my father I was going to become a pastor.
A vtedy som prišiel domov a povedal otcovi, že sa stanem kazateľom.
My poor father almost had a heart attack. It was so funny.
Bolo to vtipné, môj otec skoro zinfarktoval.
And friends called me and I told them what I was doing and everybody was just shocked.
A keď som to povedal priateľom, čo som sa chystal urobiť, tak všetci boli v šoku.
But you know something?
Ale viete?
My father was praying for me.
Môj otec sa za mňa modlil.
And that's why I always tell people.
A to je to, čo vždy hovorím ľuďom.
Keep praying for your children.
Stále sa modlite za svoje
deti. Because those prayers are going through.
Pretože tie modlitby sú vypočúvané.
Be patient.
Buďte trpezliví.
Thank you for the question.
Ďakujem za otázku. Mm-hmm. Áno? A čo ti je lepšie? She has to go closer because her voice is not there.
No problem.
No, vieš čo, povedz po slovensky, aby ostatní vedeli, ja to preložím.
Ja by som sa chcela spýtať, že či mohla viac vysvetliť o tom ekumenizme, čo povedal, že...
I understood one word.
No, počkaj.
Počkaj.
She would like to ask you about the part about the ecumenical movement that you mentioned.
Yes.
What was your thought? Do you think that ecumenical movement between Christian churches is very bad?
Okay.
Or did you mean some ecumenical movement between Christianity and other religions?
Oh, okay. So let me be clear.
Tak rýchlo vám odpoviem.
Okay. The ecumenical movement.
Ekumenické hnutie
was something that was conceived by the Roman Catholic Church.
Bolo vytvorené katolickou cirkvou.
To bring all religious bodies together.
Aby spojilo všetky náboženské inštitúcie dokopy.
And basically.
A v podstate.
The various different denominations and religions.
Rozličné kresťanské denominácie
are able to retain their different denominational beliefs.
Rôzne denominácie si majú zachovať svoju vierovku.
Doctrinal positions.
Doktríny.
And their union.
A to spojenie
is simply based off of
je založené na
their willingness
ich ochote
to embrace God,
pojať Boha,
to embrace Jesus,
pojať Ježiša,
but the union is not on the platform of truth.
ale to spojenie nie je na základe pravdy.
So you are speaking about Christian denominations.
Yes, yes.
Takže vlastne hovoríme o kresťanských cirkvách. Mm.
And it's interesting.
A čo je zaujímavé?
That in the presentation that I was sharing.
Na tej prezentácii, ktorú som vám ukazoval.
That move for interfaith relations.
To hnutie alebo ten posun k tým medzi denominačným vzťahom.
It's actually something.
Je v podstate niečo,
that the spiritualist movement, čo, New Age movement,
čo hnutie New Age,
is very, very, their desire to see happen.
Je niečo, čo si hnutie New Age až iní spiritisti veľmi prajú vidieť.
So, I could say a lot more on it, but...
Mohol by som hovoriť oveľa viac o tom,
but the Bible actually speaks on it itself.
Ale samotná Biblia o tom hovorí.
It tells us how in these last days.
Hovorí ako v tejto poslednej dobe.
Seven women.
Sedem žien.
Women being a symbol of churches.
A žena ako symbol cirkvi.
Would take hold of one man.
Si vezmú jedného muža.
And they all say, let us eat our own bread. Let us eat our own bread.
A povedia, zjedzme svoj chlieb.
Bread being a symbol of the word of God.
A chleba je symbolom Božieho slova.
Let us wear our own apparel. Own garments.
Nosme svoje oblečenie.
And the garments obviously being symbolic of their standards of righteousness.
A vlastne šaty sú symbolom stavu spravodlivosti.
It says only let us be called by your name.
Poďme sa volať tvojim menom.
Let us just all take the name of Jesus.
Všetci si vezmime meno Ježiš.
God always wants us as a people.
Boh nás chce len ako ľud.
To be open to embracing everyone.
Aby sme boli otvorení prijať každého.
Because the everlasting gospel is for every nation, kindred, tongue and people.
Pretože večné evanjelium pre všetky kmene, jazyky a pre všetkých ľudí.
But when it comes to faith,
ale čo sa týka viery,
we can only be united in truth.
Môžeme byť spojení jedine v pravde.
If we're not united in truth,
ak nie sme spojení v pravde,
then we have to compromise truth.
Ak musíme v podstate ohýbať pravdu,
for the purpose of being in harmony with men.
Len kvôli tomu, aby sme uľahodili ľuďom,
and that is a recipe,
to je recept
for destruction.
Na zničenie.
Thank you for the question.
Ďaká za otázku. Nejaká iná? Timo? I would like to ask about the drums.
Okay.
What do you actually meant? Because, for example, in Psalms, there is written you should worship God with music and dancing.
Yes.
If the problem with the drums, it's about special kinds of rhythms or it's problem in general.
Okay, good question.
Ďaká, dobrá otázka. Okay.
So first off, I want to say this.
V prvom rade chcem povedať toto.
I wasn't saying anything.
Ja som vlastne nič nepovedal.
I just shared something that someone else was saying.
Ja som vlastne vám ukázal, čo povedal niekto iný.
But I shared the information.
Ale ukázal som vám také informácie.
I saw the great relevance in it.
Lebo som v tom videl určitú hodnotu.
I don't believe that there's any such thing as I don't really believe that there's a such thing as an evil instrument.
Ja neverím, že existuje niečo také ako diabolský hudobný nástroj.
I believe in the evil use of instruments.
Ale verím v ako keby v nejakú zlé používanie určitých nástrojov.
I can use that piano over there.
Môžem použiť napríklad tam ten klavír.
And play wonderful sacred music.
A môže z neho znieť úžasná svätá hudba.
I can also use that piano over there.
Ale môžem to ten klavír použiť aj
to compose some type of rock anthem.
aby som vytvoril nejakú rockovú hymnu.
That will get us moving in ways that are very pleasing to Satan.
Aby nás rozhýbala takým štýlom, ktoré sa páči Satanovi.
So it's not the instrument per se.
Takže nejde o ten nástroj ako taký.
It is the use of the instrument.
Ide to o to, ako ten nástroj používame.
And what is very important,
a čo je veľmi dôležité,
is that as musicians,
je to, aby sme ako hudobníci
we become intelligent
sa správali rozumne
in the use of the instruments
pri používaní nástrojov,
that we have available to us,
ktoré sú nám k dispozícii,
so that we'll use them in the fashion,
takže ich budem používať tak,
that will give glory to God,
že tým oslávime Boha.
And not invite the presence of Satan.
A nebudeme k nám pozývať Satana.
Because it's very clear when you look at in the book of Kings.
Je to veľmi jasné, keď sa pozriete do kráľovských kníh.
Second Kings in particular.
Najmä do druhej kráľovskej knihy.
When the three kings called Elisha.
Keď nejakí traja králi zavolali Elizea.
To come and prophesy to them.
Aby prišiel a prorokoval im.
And Elisha said,
a Elizeus povedal,
if Jehoshaphat wasn't here, I wouldn't even look at you guys.
Keby tu nebol Jehošafat, ani by som sa na vás neobzrel.
But he said, okay.
Ale povedal, dobre.
Call me a minstrel.
A what?
A player of music.
Dobre, tak zavolajte mi niekoho, kto hrá na nástroj.
And when the player of music came,
a keď prišiel nejaký ten hudobník,
the spirit of God came upon Elisha.
Boží duch zostúpil na Elizea.
And he began to speak the words of God.
A začal hovoriť Božie slova.
Which lets us know that sacred music.
Takže nejaká svätá hudba
invites the presence of the spirit of God to come and inhabit us.
Priťahuje Božieho ducha, aby sa v nás usídlil.
When David played sacred music,
keď Dávid hral svätú hudbu,
in the courts of King Saul,
na dvore kráľa Saula,
the demonic spirit that was harassing him,
ten démonický duch, ktorý ho obťažoval,
for a season would depart from him.
Ho načas opustil.
Satan doesn't like sacred music.
A Satan nemá rád svätú hudbu.
So we can make our homes consecrated places for God to be with us.
A môžeme oddeliť naše domovy, aby pri nás prebýval Boh.
If we fill it with sacred music.
Ak ich naplníme svätou hudbou.
But the opposite is true if we use music incorrectly.
Ale práve naopak, stane sa niečo úplne opačné, ak budeme využívať hudbu v zlým spôsobom.
We can invite the presence of Satan.
Pretože môžeme tak pritiahnuť Satanovu
prítomnosť,
aby sa v nás usídlila.
And that's not something we want to do.
A to je určite niečo, čo nechceme robiť.
So just like somebody that's standing in the pulpit preaching a sermon,
takže rovnako ako niekto, kto stojí za kazateľnou a káže,
should intelligently use the scriptures,
aby ste rozumne narábali s písmom,
every musician that ministers,
každý hudobník, ktorý je kresťan,
should be well educated and intelligently use the instruments they have at their disposal.
By mal byť dobre vzdelaný a rozumne narábať s nástrojmi, na ktorých
hrá.
Ďakujem za otázku. Ešte niečo?
We're tired.
Ste unavení.
God bless you all. Thank you so much for giving me your time this evening.
Boh vás všetkých žehnaj. Ďakujem za to, že ste mi darovali svoj čas.
God bless. Thank you so much.
Ďakujem vám veľmi pekne.